Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, Mole.
Yeah.
You're a Javajo now, right?
Not technically, not yet.
Okay,
no.
All right.
I was investigating it and researching it and reading up on it. Read a lot of the tenets of the religion and what it represents.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Why do you ask?
Because
wait, are we doing the show yet?
Somebody had an excuse about that. We're going to get to that. I'm very upset because...
Well, why don't we start the show? Because it's really late. Are we doing the show now?
Yeah, we're doing it now. Sweet. A little late, but we're doing it now.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Shut up. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. My name, I'm Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
I'm Scary Perry, and I'm back.
Yeah.
With a lot of apologies, I got to admit.
And we are doing this, but I'll tell you, we're very close to ending the show, for sure.
I've got a lot of apologies I got
to
make.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Well, as they saw on the internet, people that follow us on Facebook and things like that, I've been screaming so much at myself that my voice is out.
I'm sorry to hear that, Dan.
No, that's okay. I'm just very sick because I do something for a piece of shit.
Dude.
How do you know I'm talking about you?
Who else would you be talking about?
All right,
Could be me.
I was talking about Perry.
Oh, I thought he quit. Why isn't Rucka Rucka here?
Okay, let me tell you something. A lot of people online want Rucka Rucka, and it would be the easiest thing.
Yeah, he shows
up. A lot of
up.
People want Tim Perpetic, people that understand what this
too.
Show is. But here's what happened. For those of you that haven't followed us on Facebook, we tape a show. And we were supposed to tape a show this past Sunday. Now, what we had here, we had Mole, of course. Mole was here. Mary Jane, of course, was here. She always is the producer. She does all the camera work, video, and still photography. We had Yergi here. We had his girlfriend, Natasha, here. We had, what was that guy's name, the investor?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett was here.
Are you serious?
Yep.
With one of his fellow Javajo witnesses, he went up to Big Bear do a little thing up there.
So wait, I'm sorry.
I don't know, was it helping kids?
Wrong.
Let Mole talk, please.
Let me say something. You know, I was upset that he didn't come because I had to juggle a lot of things around. And,
you always do.
I was planning on bringing the kids from Love House, you know, the poor kids from Love House, to not Scary Farms.
Right.
But I
couldn't
do
that
every
Halloween.
Yeah, they like to do it. Unfortunately, Nathaniel didn't make it. It was one of his, you know, final wishes to go, but he didn't pull through. But the other kids from Love House we're going to bring. But I told them, listen, I can't do it. I have to be here. I came. I sacrificed the kids from Love House. And I came to do it, but Scaremaster didn't show up. Now, I was mad, especially because I had to disappoint all those poor kids from Love House. But if I find out that you were on a quest to become closer to the Lord and work on your relationship with God, listen, I can't question that, Scaremaster. I apologize to you. If you're in Big Bear working with the Jabba,
wait a minute, hold on. Let me interrupt here real quick.
No.
No matter what, there was no excuse for skipping out of a show.
Dan, you can't judge somebody's religion.
Okay.
Now, wait a second.
Perry, stay out of this. Stay out of this. Yes, I'm the first person to say, if you are following your religious belief, there's nothing better than to be closer with the Lord. Yes, I understand that. But here's where you can try to forgive him, but here's where he made a mistake. Before he went up to Big Bear, he was working with somebody, and then they called him up.
Pastor?
No. He was working with somebody else.
Reverend?
No. He was working with that guy that is jealous of what we're doing here.
Exactly.
Please stay out of this.
Go ahead.
Please just let me. So then one of his Javajo witness buddies called him and said, you got to get away. I guess the pressure of what we were doing was too much for him. So he just went up to Big Bear.
That was all a lie.
Perry, stop. Let me finish what I'm saying. Perry has the right to go with his religious brothers and to get to a place where he feels
good.
The
Javajos want to go there with the Scaremaster and he can work on his
spiritual.
But
I lied.
Stop. Perry, shut up. Here's where he made his mistake.
Tell me.
What Perry did not do is before he left, he didn't call us, say that we're going to schedule for another time.
He was on
time.
A spiritual quest,
okay,
dude.
Okay, I understand.
I lied.
Perry, would you let me finish? Yes, he was on a spiritual retreat. Yes, he was trying to get closer to God. And that's fine.
That's great.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that
but
he did that.
Are you going to say that it's okay to not call us when we
I
had all these
people? I think it's inconsiderate.
So there's,
you know,
where he made his
but
mistake.
But we have to forgive him.
No.
For his religion, we have to forgive him.
Mole.
He wouldn't lie about his religion, okay? Right. It's important. It's like
Perry's
like
a guy. Let me
God's
tell you this.
Faith.
If I may say one thing. Through the years, Perry's two things he's never done. He never lies. And he always shows
up.
Not
about his religious beliefs.
No.
It's like hocking a loogie in Jesus' mouth.
Exactly.
But it was not about.
Stop! Go ahead. Let me finish.
Right. You wouldn't lie about your religion.
He
know
definitely.
That.
No,
he
I wouldn't
definitely
lie about your religion.
It's okay. So let me finish.
You finish, Don, and then let me.
Stop.
Go ahead.
But what he didn't do, it takes nothing to call somebody.
It's true. He has a cellular telephone.
And he was texting me saying he's not showing up. Send the people home.
What?
I've got to get away. God is calling me to Big Bear. We could have rescheduled. We could have worked around his schedule. But he didn't do that. So the only reason that I didn't choke you to fucking death right now is because I also am a very spiritual man and I believe in the Lord.
Thank you.
And the fact that you were spending time with the Lord, I can forgive that. But where you made your mistake was you didn't have the decency
to call
us. No more. What were you going to say?
When you were in Big Bear with the Lord, did you guys rent one of those pontoon party boats?
Wrong. Nothing. Nothing like that.
Did you go to the Cowboys Steakhouse?
Guess what I did? Guess what also didn't happen?
Didn't
what?
Go water skiing.
I didn't even go.
Wait, hold on just for a second. What are you saying? Is that what you do when you go up there?
You rent a pontoon party boat. You go out on the lake. You maybe do a little fishing. Maybe do a little wakeboarding. Then you go out and you go get a nice quality dinner at the Cowboy Steakhouse.
Yeah. Well, did you do any of that? Yes or no? That's all I need to know. Yes
Because he was
no.
praying. Because he was praying the whole time.
Well, okay. When you get up there and you get into this thing.
You're in the spiritual thing.
What do they call your church?
We're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah Hall?
The Kingdom Hall.
Kingdom Hall. So he's at the Kingdom Hall the entire time. Probably
No.
Praying
Guess
the whole
what?
Time?
Guess what?
Perry, just a second.
I'll let you guys talk.
So in that aspect, what he did was wonderful.
It is wonderful when you think about
but,
it. I feel like we owe him an apology.
No. We don't owe him an apology.
You don't owe me
that. Hold on, Perry. Spiritual. Let me say what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
What he did is wrong. Not doing that for God, because that is exactly what he should be doing.
Him. I'm proud of him for
okay,
it.
Okay, but you can't. But
it.
You can't be proud of him for
You're
fucking
not
us.
Proud of me.
Stop, Perry. Would you let me finish?
Let me finish.
What you can't be proud of is the way he treated us, because you know what? God wouldn't let that happen. God would have given us a message.
In the book of Javaho, they teach that even if you're praying to your dog and someone throws your dog a stick and the stick runs, and the dog runs away and you can't pray to the dog, you have to forgive that person. You have to forgive all wrongs as long as the person's at Kingdom Hall praying in Big Bear.
Okay, we can forgive that. Okay. But what we can't forgive is the fact that he blew an opportunity when we had investors.
He blew who?
No, he didn't blow anybody this time. What he did is he blew an opportunity for investors to hook up with us.
Well,
we
Warren Buffett was very angry that
Extremely
he took the time.
Angry.
He came up from Omaha.
So sorry.
All right, well, Perry.
But
what
I got a lot more to say.
Should we let him talk?
I just want to hear about the spiritual retreat.
I would like to hear what you did up there. And how you came in touch with God and
Tell
how you came back
Tell us what it was
with
like to hang
today.
Out with God.
Number one, Sunday was...
The day you went up to be visit God.
It was supposed to be a day that I was supposed to go somewhere.
You're supposed to be here. You made a commitment to be here.
Right. I failed, and I'll tell you where I was.
Okay, you were up. You already told us.
No, I wasn't in Big Bear.
That's what you told
me. I lied.
What?
What?
I lied.
To God?
Because of that fucking prick... Salvador.
No, nobody makes you lie. Nobody makes you lie. Nobody makes you lie.
You lied on your own.
Nobody makes
you
lie except yourself.
Wait a minute. What are you
Salvador,
saying? What are you saying? What are you fucking saying?
Salvador was the one that pushed me into not dealing with you guys. Salvador was pulling me away.
No.
Listen.
No.
Listen. I am done with that piece of shit.
Too late.
Because that motherfucker ruined my career. With the big three.
No, Perry.
He robbed
me. He didn't rob you.
You robbed you.
Yes.
Nobody made you do anything.
Nobody did anything
he
to you.
He didn't mind rape you.
Let me tell you something I do know about what's going on here. This is what screws me up. What does Perry complain about all the time?
His balance.
His balance, his fucking head, everything. But more than anything about this, where's my money? We gave him a contract. He broke every rule in his contract.
True.
Let's just look at his record of what he's done.
You put out a record?
He didn't put out a record, but what he did after our movie, when we should have been riding high, what does he do? Tries to sue us. Sues Jimmy Kimmel, was part of that. Oh, here's a guy that's hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner in April.
Right. The guy's on top of the world.
Top of the world. He has nothing to do with us because of this piece of shit. Trying to sue him. So we get through that. We've got a lawyer of his that's biting, trying to smell money. Listen to what he says. Now, this Salvador, because Perry's in a fight with Rucka Rucka Ali, he says, let me help you with a rap song. What's the line of the song that you gave to me?
I'm Scary Perry Caravello. Let me.
Bust a freestyle, man. Bust a freestyle.
Wait till you hear this. I heard this the other night when he fucking came to the Comedy Store, which he wasn't supposed to do, which is my motherfucking job that I asked him not to come. No, but this is where I heard this. Go on. Go on with your song, Perry. I'm Perry Caravello.
Yeah. I'm Scary Perry Caravello. I hail from Chi-Town, so you know I'm a good fellow.
What?
So as a friend, he helped him out with this song? That right there that you've heard so far?
It's pretty tight.
But guess what? He charged him $500 to do that.
He paid you $500?
No.
I paid him.
What?
You paid him $500 for that. You paid him $500 for that. You fight us. We gave you a fucking movie, you stupid fuck. You stupid fuck.
Hey,
garbage.
Scaremaster, can I have $500? Fat, Matt, Sat, Rat, Hat, can I have $500?
Here, let me help you with one. This is even better. My name's Caravello. I get with the rest of the fellows. I meant an ello. And hey, what's your Nello?
Belly's like a marshmallow.
You fucking asshole. You are so fucking
stupid.
Hey,
can we get back to him, to his prayer circle?
He didn't do it. He lied to us.
I was not
so
in
you
the
lied. Okay, wait. So
I haven't lied. Right, I haven't lied for a long time.
I lied
about this.
Okay, so
because
so,
of this
so
bullshit.
See, so
with
because
Salvador.
Of you, don't blame him.
I gotta blame him because he kept pushing me to
what
do
things.
What
did he say? What did he say?
He kept saying, "Don't go."
Why?
Because it's bullshit.
Because he wanted $500.
Because he wanted to fucking keep me away from you guys. Because he was jealous.
He wanted $500.
He was jealous. That you guys are helping me make another movie.
Not anymore.
And,
No.
And then I fucking... And then he keeps me away from this fucking podcast and destroys my fucking life.
Here's the crazy thing. Less than a week ago, you got one of the benefits of this podcast. Didn't you do an Adult Swim?
Yeah.
How much did you get paid for that?
I haven't been paid yet, contract says $850.
$850. You made $850, 100% because of this podcast.
I know.
Do you think Salvador had the fucking oomph
to get you? Why are we even still doing this? Let's just get Rucka Rucka in here, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this, Perry.
Why are we doing this? He was my best friend.
He's nobody's friend. He's a despicable human being. I've never met anybody worse than you, Perry. Because
I brought him French fries just now from In-N-Out.
Let me have some.
Let me have.
I don't want any French fries.
Sure. Throw those back in my face too.
Eat them.
I'm not eating his fries. I'm not interested.
Eat his fries.
I'm not interested.
I'm
not interested in eating any French fries.
And you weren't interested in letting me bring Nathaniel to Not Scary Farms before he had to die. And
nobody said anything about this.
Why do I have to tell you?
Yeah, why do you have to tell
other hey, Terry, things. In case you're going to lie to us about stuff.
Yeah, this is what's going on. Perry, what kind of person are you? Well, I'll tell you one thing. Here's what I know. Wait a minute. Is that a phone call coming through? Send it through, please.
Hello, all. Guess who?
Hey, John Quincy Adams. What's up?
He's going to be pissed.
Well, this is a rather odd time of the day to be calling. Yes, yes. What happened?
Well, as I told you, Perry blew off the podcast.
I'm here.
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly wouldn't be the first thing that he blew off.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Sure. Talk about that guy.
Listen. I will say this. Just one slight observation, Scaremaster. A lot, and I mean a lot of people might say you are an unprofessional, ungrateful, inconsiderate piece of human filth.
And?
Thank you.
What else?
That's it.
Thank you, because
anywho,
I admit...
Don and Mole,
yeah.
Both
yeah.
of you have been shining examples of what a business partner should be.
Thank you.
And for
Thank
that
you.
Reason, and I must tell you,
shut up.
It looks like the deal with the produce people should be going through.
Oh,
I've sent you both
shit.
Advances on the spot. Either way is my way of saying thank you.
Thank you.
Don't bring
I think
Perry
you forgot
this.
Something, though. I think you forgot something.
Me?
Yes, Mole, and what is that?
A joke? You didn't tell a joke yet.
Quite right. Are we ready?
Yeah, tell one.
Where did the cow take his date?
To the movies.
Spot on, Walter. And Perry, maybe next time you will consider how your actions affect the entire world.
I feel so bad. I feel so sorry for all the wrong that I've done.
It happens every single time.
Not every time, but almost
every time. It happens every single time. Less than a week before, you were saying to me, thank me. For that thing that you did on Adult Swim.
I was very
okay.
thankful.
Then less than a week later, you're listening to some guy.
Asshole. I'm blaming him.
You can't blame anyone.
You know yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Can.
Perry,
you
stop cannot. It. Stop it. That's you're full of shit.
Take
responsibility
you're a grown
for your
man.
Own self. You're almost 50 years
you're a
old.
Giant, giant grown man.
Jeez, oh man. Blaming him.
He
it's your. It doesn't
in
matter.
Fucking
he,
San Pedro.
I, really? You couldn't leave.
He I had, wanted to.
Why didn't you
did
call
you have
the
your
police?
Car?
Yeah.
Why didn't you call
Why don't you
police?
Get in your car and leave? You're a liar, Perry. It's your fault. Stop blaming him. If there's a guy in the middle of the ocean, he's going to go for anything.
There's
that's
a guy
save
in the middle of the ocean?
No, there's not. I'm just using this as
an
example.
Oh, okay.
If you throw him anything, he's going to grab that because he wants to live. Salvador is trying to make it in show business. He's using you as his only chance to get in.
But if
right.
he's in the middle of the ocean, we should help him out.
He's not really in the middle of the ocean. He's just not doing well
he
with
just
his career.
He says in San Pedro.
Well, that's...
It's a port.
Yeah, okay. You're missing the whole point, Mo.
Well, maybe
let
that's
me
where
just
he got the boat to get out of
okay.
the ocean.
Mo, please. Let me just say this to him, okay? Please? Please?
Oh, yeah.
It's not his fault.
I was wrong.
It's your fault.
I was wrong.
It's your fault. Stop blaming everybody but yourself.
Okay.
You didn't have to go there that day. You were told, I deal with your fucking manager, Nick. And Nick was nothing but nice.
Nick is the best.
Shut up. I don't need you to fucking divert what I'm saying. Yeah, Nick's a great guy.
Nick's awesome.
He promised that you'd be there. Everything's fine. He keeps in contact with me. And then you just didn't answer his phone call.
Because Nick would have told me, go ahead and bring Nathaniel to Not Scary Farms.
Right.
So we could have one last scare before his brain explodes.
I don't know what to do. And not only did you piss us off, Yergi was here. Play that phone call from Yergi, would you please? It's from Yergi, producer of Windy City.
Don Barris is Yergi, and I am plenty pissed. Plenty pissed. Do you know why? Because I sent fresh meat down to your podcast. Fresh meat, Natasha, and then the Joker man is drooling all over her. That is first thing. So then next week, I go down to rip or cut new anus into Joker man for his mistreatment of Natasha, and he's not there. What the fuck? What the fuck, Don Barris? I when I come to cut a new anus into Joker man, I expect Joker man to be there. He calls himself professional. This is totally unprofessional. Next time I come to cut him a new anus, he better be there, or I'd be plenty pissed. I cut two new anuses in him. Okay, I'm pissed, man. We're going to settle this and settle it soon. It's Yorgi. Bye. Businessman.
What? Does he think he's going to cut me open a new butt or something?
You should shut the fuck up. Do you see what the people online have been saying about you?
I'm not paying attention.
You should.
I'm not on the
internet. You should. Because they're speaking the truth. You should read exactly what they're saying. You've been given a gift from God.
Oh, I know I've been given a gift from you guys.
And you do everything in your power to push it away.
Up.
Well, today, guys, I wanted to give the fans, the people that believe in this show, that think it's the best thing going, I wanted to give them some time so we could at least talk and tell you what happened and why we didn't have a full show. You're despicable, but we do have some things that we have to take care of.
I'm from Chicago, so you know I'm a fine fellow. It's catchy. It's catchy.
$500. Five.
I know. I want it back.
How
I want it back.
All you do is complain about you having money.
And I was at the dentist today, and I got to pay my dentist like thousands of dollars for dental work.
Yeah. Okay, but you...
Did he write you a rap song?
Yeah, it was pretty good, too.
The dentist did?
Let's hear it.
No, my... I don't remember the lyrics, because Salvador won't give them to me.
So you paid him $500, and he won't give them to you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Nick should pay a visit to him.
Yeah, we're going to be visiting him. He actually owes me over $2,000 for all the money I've been spending on this piece of fuck.
What have you been spending the money on?
Food, gas, travel.
Why do you spend it all? Why do you have to always spend it? I thought you were the talent.
Yeah.
I know. It's disgusting.
You know what's like crazy? And your whole thing is... You just want to prove you can do something.
Like, I'm naive.
You want to prove that you can do something without us.
You know what's weird? And can I just say one thing?
Let Mole talk.
Is that you don't realize that you're the talent. You're not supposed to put up those funds. Like, for instance, Dan and I, with those spots that John Quincy Adams got us.
Right.
He's the producer. He's sending us those fat checks. He spends the money.
Right.
Remember he sent us those gift baskets?
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't pay for those.
Can I say something that's amazing?
Yeah.
I've never seen a lighter like that. You know what that is on the outside? That's solid gold.
I got the platinum one.
Okay. Well,
It's white gold. White gold.
That's pretty.
Solid gold.
I would like to say one thing.
Pretty. Not even any place
to
put the lighter fluid.
Stop trying to divert the attention off you. I feel sorry for you because you know what?
I'm naive. I'm a fucking moron.
You're not naive. You're stupid. You're going to pay somebody $500. What did he tell you? I'd like to hear the words that he said to you that made you say, yep, here's $500.
He charges others, you know, up to $3,000.
What other ones?
For writing music
like
and
Mariah
recording.
Carey and stuff?
I don't know. Big stars.
Like who? Name one.
I don't know.
Name one.
Enrique Iglesias? What's his name from Megadeth over there? The week before.
Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, Dave was over there just a week ago.
He was?
I saw Dave Mustaine the other night.
He's been in Europe touring for the last 3 months.
Yeah, and he was over at Jimmy Kimmel.
And he had a broken neck. Does he only work with people with broken necks?
Maybe he does. Maybe that's the point. So somebody's lying to Perry. Do they film all this stuff?
There was a stack of Dave Mustaine posters over at...
Oh, so that makes
sense. Oh, well, there you go. There you go. It must have been real.
Well, my name's Dave Mustaine, and I'm here to say I'm a nice fellow, and it's okay.
Part of me feels like Perry's the dumbest human being on the face of the earth.
It's not a nice thing to say.
But how can you? You haven't met everyone on earth. No, but how can you listen to somebody and then pay them money?
Dude, I was so fucking stupid.
I hope you learned your lesson because now you're out of that money.
I just want to hear the song.
I would like.
I don't remember the whole crux of it, though?
What's the whole?
It's basically putting Rucka Rucka Ali in
his
place.
Give us a little taste. Just give it.
Does it say anything bad about Mole or myself?
No, it doesn't say anything about you or Don.
Well, I'm.
I mean,
actually
you or Mole. It talks shit about Rucka Rucka Ali.
Like what?
You know, we're Rucka Rucka Ali. Rucka Rucka Ali, you're so gay. Pop a pimple and he'll go away. Let me think. I don't remember the lyrics.
Well, then go off the top of your head, man. Bust a freestyle.
What's amazing to me is you paid $500. He didn't give you the lyrics?
He wouldn't give them to me.
Wow.
Rucka Rucka, you got mad skills. I got a fanny pack full of my pills. Like that.
Sounds like a really good guy. I hope, well.
He's a crook.
All right, well.
He's a fucking ex-preacher. Crook. A Jim Baker wannabe is what he is.
Well, anyway, we do have some business because it is a show, and I know that Perry doesn't think about this because people have paid us money as advertisers to be part of the show, and we have to put out a show, so he doesn't give a shit, but we have
to. I am so sorry and so guilty over everything.
I know you are crying like a cunt.
Rucka, you lead the Nucka Nation. I be blowing guys in the bus station.
All right, well, right now, we've got to say hello to the fans. I'll tell you this. The only reason I'm even here today is because of you people, and I'm just glad, and I think Mole feels the same way. The people that write us on Facebook and keep in contact with us on the social network, I'm telling you, thanks for letting us into your life. Thanks for all the nice things you say, and I'm going to try to keep things going because of that. I just can't stand Perry.
I want to throw an apology out there to everybody, and even Rocco Bellini wants to
his fingers are crossed.
Wants to book us on her show.
Yeah.
And it's,
you can go do Rocco Bellini's show.
Yeah.
You don't want to do her show?
I don't really want to do anything with you, Scammaster, because you're a liar and a thief.
Yeah.
A thief?
Yeah.
Yeah, you stole Nathaniel's last trip to Not Scary Farm. Right.
What?
The kid that died?
I don't know who that person is.
And well, now you never will. You never will.
Take it easy, Mo. Are you okay? Mo, are you all right?
I'm fine.
All right, good. Well, guys, I think it's time that we sit back for a second because it's time once again for our $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard our show before, one of the ways that we keep interactive with the people, if you want to say hi to us, you want to say something to us, send us a $10 bill, no checks, no money orders, nothing legal. Send it to us and send us what your shout-out would be, and we will mention it on the air. Now, a lot of you people are saying things that are take forever to read. So, but why don't we read some of these? This first one, this is a good guy right here. This is from Barry.
Oh, nice.
Read that one, Mole.
Oh, awesome. This is from Barry Carone. I'm a fan from the Great White North, Canada, and I have a question for Perry Caramello. Have you ever thought about what you're doing to the environment by raping the forest of our hardwood Canadian maple for your skateboards? You have destroyed the natural habitat of the brown-striped albino beaver. They have nowhere to go and are running in the streets. We are also struggling through a maple syrup shortage. Thanks. Good job. Seeing as how I'm doing a $10 shout-out, I would like to thank Dan, Mole, and Mary Jane for their hard work in entertaining us every week. I know Dan and Mole feel they cannot express their gratitude for Mary Jane, so I would like my $10 to go for her. Thank you, Barry Carone.
That was very
Sarnia, nice. Sarnia, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, I've got one here. Dear Big Three, I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I'm a really fat guy just like Perry, and just like Perry, I eat a ton of food. But there's one craving I have not been able to satisfy, a really good spaghetti and sausage meal. I was hoping that Perry could help by sharing with his listeners his famous Perry Caramello's apartment-style pasta recipe. Since Don is the most professional of the Big Three, I will let him decide how to split up the $10 shout-out. Dean Cherry from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, too. All right. Do you have anything you want to say to him?
You know, how to boil spaghetti, you know, and then...
sauce pot?
I'm usually...
3 pounds of spaghetti in 1 quart sauce pot.
No, you don't put 3 pounds of pasta in a source 1 quart sauce pot. You use 1 pound of pasta in a 3-quarter pot.
Like, give me a little energy, dude.
Yeah,
really. Give me a little energy. Yeah. You're here now, so...
Just give a little more.
Give a little more what?
Tell them how to make it.
Yeah, you put the sauce in a sauce pot, of course, and then you boil your water and you put the pasta in. You let the pasta cook about 5 to 15 minutes, depending on how big your pot is, and then.
You know what's amazing, Mole? We try to keep this guy in the show, and look what he brings to the show absolutely nothing.
Not even any energy.
No.
I'm wiped out.
Oh, I'm wiped out. Oh, yeah. Let's not do it. Why are you here?
I'm here.
Get here on time and get here and fucking do the job. I want to make an announcement right here. Normally,
I need energy.
Perry, listen to me. Here's a big announcement. The end of the show is the most important part of the show. We've been going with a thing called Perry's Corner because it was one time very, very popular on the Public Access show. Now it's no longer popular. As a matter of fact, Perry never does anything to work it out. So here's the new deal. Perry's Corner isn't off the air yet, but it's no longer going to be at the end.
From now on, what's there?
Mole Play is going to finish the show.
Oh, my God.
Mole Play is going to finish the
show. I don't know what to say, Dan. Well, I'm at a loss for words.
First of all, can I say you deserve it?
You know what I'm going to say to celebrate?
What's that?
I'm going to read another $10 shout out.
Okay,
right now.
Here we go.
Dear Big Three, I love your movie, Windy City Heat, and then you guys topped that with the greatest podcast of all time. Thank you. I wanted to send you a $10 shout out, even though I can't afford to because I'm out of work. But I'll let you know how great you are. I lost both my arms and left foot in a skateboard train accident that basically ended my dream to become an Olympic synchronized swimmer. I want to let you know that the only thing that keeps me going are the Big Three podcast and my perfect 36 double D natural bosoms that still attract men as sexual partners. I would like to make one request. Please let Dan have the entire $10 because I really feel sorry for all of the poop that he has to go through to keep this podcast going. I love Mo. You're one of the funniest people alive, and I know that you're HN problems have caused Dan great pain. I know the pain that Dan is going through because my fiance died of his HN problems, leaving me penniless. As for Perry, you are one of the worst people I've ever known. When I first started modeling in Paris at 15, I was sexually assaulted by a greasy, disgusting Italian. I still can't get that WAP smell off me. But that's not the reason I despise you. When I was a kid, the big joke was that the apes evolved from Italians, but a baboon isn't as stupid as Perry has been. From listening to the podcast, it seems the only legitimate thing that Perry is going in his life is a podcast, and all that moron does is try to destroy it. I'm also glad you got rid of that lying, misogynistic bed peddler, Neil Leach. Oh, I like Neil. It seems that he talked a good game, but never did anything to help you guys out with anything. F word him. Oh, no, Neil's a good guy, man. I can't get with her on that one. So, Dan, because of all the BS that you have to put up with, I'd like you to have that $10 that I worked very hard for. I'd also like to let you know that if you could stand having sex with a hot woman with perfect boobies, there's no arms and only one foot, and my hot P word is there for you. Love, Melissa Carrion.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's nice. Okay. I've got one here.
Oh my God, how much money is pouring in?
It's pouring in big time. Dear B3, on behalf of the People's Choice Podcast Award Association, would like to formally congratulate Perry Caravello. Our voters have spoken out, and the winner of the 2011 Podcast Award for Outstanding Professionalism in a Podcast goes to none other than Perry Caravello. And signed Sandy Gallagher. Now, they gave it an award, but in here, the glass is all broken. So on here it says 2011 Podcast Award recipient for Outstanding Professionalism Podcast, Perry F. Caravello. Well, I'm not going to give this to you because you're not professional at all. All right, and we have one last one here. Where'd that go?
I wouldn't want it with all the broken glass either.
All right, there's one last shout out there.
Fellas, I'd like to get a $10 shout out and also like to say that the show needs more Terrifying Tim and less Perry Caramello. Ooh. Brandon from Brooklyn, New York.
See, as a whole, I think that people were very
good.
He's
from Brooklyn, so you know he's a fine fellow.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had some very nice shout outs. And that was another segment of
$10 shout out.
It's like he read my mind what was coming up.
What are you going to do with all that cash?
Mary Jane gets at least $10.
I think Mary Jane should get all of it.
Because Melissa sent me and asked for me to keep the $10 because of what I did, I'm going to take the $10 and I'm going to give the rest to Mary Jane. Mary Jane, this is for you, just for being wonderful.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That would have normally gone to you, stupid ass.
And
but you spent $500 to not be around us.
I was a fucking imbecile.
Yes, you were. All right, well.
Damn.
He's not really proving that he should be on the podcast.
What? I can't hear you.
He's not really proving that he should be on the podcast at all. Look how he's acting. He is not doing. Has
he's
no
tired.
Energy.
He's tired.
He's complaining. It's really like having someone.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining.
He can hear you.
I'm not complaining. I'm just disgusted at what I did to you guys.
Perry, take your headphones off. Take your headphones off for a second.
He's disgusted with what I did to us. He's even doing worse stuff to us now. Why does he even show up? He's just
he just goes through the motions. He doesn't give a shit. We work our ass off to make this popular.
I know.
We have fans out there.
I am.
Take your headphones off. I said you. I don't want you to hear this. He does nothing to help out the show, and all he does is hurt us.
And he didn't show up last week when we got offered that job that you and I got.
Yes.
And we had to find someone to fill in for a third
person. I don't care.
But he shows up, and it's just like even when he shows
up,
he
doesn't
even care.
What do you want to do? What do you think we should do?
I just think.
Should we end it with him?
For the memory of Nathaniel, how can we keep doing this?
I am the show.
Wait a minute. What?
Put your headphones on.
Really?
Put your headphones on.
Really? You don't think we could do this without you?
Really? You think you are? What do you bring to the show exactly? Let's hear this.
What do I bring to the show exactly?
I'd like to hear this.
Yeah.
Well, I guess since 1992... Since the
we've only been doing.
Story. We know.
We know. We know.
The
Sheba story. When you were in a sexual fucking explosion.
Yeah, we know.
Randy Callahan, Sheba.
Let's
talk about what you've done on the show for the last year. Don't mention anything before. What have you done the last year, you pile of dog shit?
Tried to fucking turn things around.
How? What have you done for the show? What have you done for the show?
I've screwed it.
What have you done for the show? You said you're the most important part. What have you done for the show?
I'm the funny guy for the show.
Really? What have you done funny so far?
You don't even know the answers to Quincy's jokes.
You've never gotten one right.
Oh, I know.
All right, you know what we should do? Because we got to pay the bills. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. Call 440-731-9338. But if you don't take my word for it, why don't we listen to a real American hero, Terrifying Tim?
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornholing when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! Ooh. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you. Ooh.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Yeah. Could have been you, another thing. Well, I think we got to get out of here because I am really upset about what's going on.
I think we forgot one thing.
What's that?
How we close the show now?
I want to get the fuck out of here because I look at him. And he just sits there.
I know
and
you're disgusted with
me. Even your Windy City Heat t-shirt, the clothes you wear, is because of what we did for you. And you burn us on a regular basis. Mole, after this show, I really need to talk to you and tell us the direction that we're going to go.
Okay.
Then I need you to talk to Nick.
Why Nick?
I need you to stay
the fuck
away. You
think Nick should be on the show now?
No, Nick is my business manager.
Okay, you may not be part of this anymore. Because we have our fans. The fans like us. The fans really like us.
Nick is my manager.
All right, well,
okay.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I don't know if you're going to be part of this anymore. What part of that didn't you understand? Perry, you hurt everybody.
It makes me sad. It makes me very sad.
It does?
Don't even go there.
It makes me very sad.
Are you going to cry? Cry. You never cry anymore. Used to cry all the time.
I'm stunned.
He used to call you and leave phone messages when you cry.
I'm very stunned. I'm very shocked at what I've done.
Listen to this phone message that you left for me. I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear where he's crying, and then he stops crying, goes into a normal voice, and then goes back to crying.
Don, I know you don't want to hear my voice. I am fucking sorry. I don't know what to say. I just yelled at Salvador for fucking my life up, and he goes, oh, yeah, right. I just fucking told that piece of shit off. I'm done with that lowlife motherfucker. Oh, Christ, what the fuck did I do to my fucking career? Oh, fucking... Oh, man. Oh, God, I'm just so fucking mad at myself. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I gotta turn it around. I gotta turn it around. I gotta turn it around. I don't know what the fuck I did. Like a fucking idiot, I know what I did. I fucking went out of town. I fucking worked for this dipshit who thinks, oh, yeah, he can do something better than a SAG and after a contract. Fucking piece of shit. Private individual that's a low budget out of the loop. Piece of crap. Oh, fuck. I don't even want to talk no more. Get Nick to contact me. I'm just so fucking... he won't even answer the phone for me. But he might answer the phone for you. But I am just so fucking mad at myself. I don't know. Please help. Please help. I just want to end it all. This is fucking sick. Bye.
It sounded like you were crying, but then you weren't crying, but then you were crying, but then you weren't crying, then you were crying. Were any of those tears for Nathaniel?
None were for Nathaniel.
I didn't even know who Nathaniel is.
So you don't
is.
Give a shit about Nathaniel.
I don't know Nathaniel.
You don't give a shit about
Nathaniel. I never heard about
just say, Nathaniel. Just admit you don't give a shit about Nathaniel.
I know. Not that I don't give a shit about Nathaniel. Yeah, I'm feel very sorry for
all
that.
Right. Here's what we have to do.
Why don't you Nathaniel? Send $500 to his family?
Yeah.
Dude. I don't have
you,
the
because you just
money.
Spent
on,
you just on spent on a rap song.
Make
where did that
rain,
get
dude.
You? Here's the crazy thing. You're spending it on a rap song that is 100% that has something to do with this podcast, yet
give
you avoid the
more
podcast.
Taste of the rap song.
Give us a little more.
What I can remember?
Well, that would be good.
Christ.
I don't want you to make it up. I want to see what you spent $500 on.
He wouldn't even give me the fucking lyrics, which really pissed me off. He wouldn't give me the lyrics. I was ripped off.
Harry Caramello.
Well, here's what
my
we should do.
My name is Scary Perry Caravello. I hail from Chi-Town, so you know I'm a good fellow. Name is Scary Perry Caravello. Wait. Oh, shit.
I like the
I'm
actress
fucked.
Maria
I'm
Bello.
Fucked.
All right.
There's like...
All right. Do you have any idea how insulted I am? The money...
It's
Perry,
disgusting.
Perry,
and
the
I
money that I put up
are,
for this show,
and, I'm very,
and you
and
spend five... I would have made you a rap song if you wanted to go up against Ali. I don't know what we're going to do with you, Perry. I really don't.
I'm very, very sorry. I feel
okay.
So bad.
Okay,
but Nick,
enough. Perry, your words mean nothing because you're a liar.
I was never a liar in the past.
Shut up.
Now I'm
yeah,
lying.
You are. Yeah, when you stole my wallet.
Okay.
You've got a track record of you being nothing but a lousy fucking liar. We're the only people that have ever done anything for
you
and kept our
me.
Word.
You
right, period. Now, here's what we're going to do. Mole, you and I have to talk after this. I don't know if we're going to do any more shows with Perry.
Why not?
Because I don't like him. He's garbage, and all he's done is lie to us. And he makes me feel like an asshole.
Yeah, but did you hear how he was crying in that phone message?
That was a fake crime, Mole.
I don't know.
So what we'll do is you and I will talk, and we'll decide what happens with Perry.
Who are we talking about? Rocker Rocker or Skidmaster?
Perry. Okay, Perry. Fight for your life. What do you got to say to us?
I really thank you, Don, and I thank you, Mole, and I thank you, Mary Jane. And I even thank the guy in the sound room.
What's his name?
I don't remember his name. I'm terrible with names.
Eric Marino, Dan Marino's little brother.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Marino. I am guiltier than sin, and you may say that, not to blame Salvador, but I blame Salvador.
Okay,
because
I'm
going to
stop
me.
Right there. Stop right there. You're a man of your own free will.
Okay.
Okay, bullshit. You listened to him because you wanted to hear him. You wanted to do that. That's not his fault. There's nothing Salvador could say to me that would make me walk away from the podcast. Nothing. Because I'm smart enough to understand. That was you. Stop blaming him. Talk to us.
All right. I'm going to stop blaming Sal. Now it's my chance to gain strength back from you guys. I was a fool to do what I did last Sunday. I should have not let him keep me in San Pedro till 4, 5, 6 o'clock at night. I should have told him immediately when it was 2 o'clock that we had to be back in Burbank by 3. But he kept helping me, or not helping me, but he kept, you know, farting around and doing this and doing that to keep me out in San Pedro till 6 o'clock at night, which really pissed me off. But I knew I was wrong, and I didn't want to blame it all on Sal, so I used Eric as an scapegoat, and I called in to you guys by saying, or text messaged you by saying that I'm going up to Big Bear like a dumb fuck. I had to lie about what lie where about I
God.
Was.
Yeah, he God. Used God.
And
to
I didn't.
Lie.
No.
You said you were going.
I said
to
I was
Jehovah Witness.
No, I was
yes,
going
you
with.
Did.
We
you
were
said.
Doing AC tech work.
You
know,
told
Eric,
me the Jehovah Witness.
I said
Witness.
Eric Swanson wanted me to go up to Big Bear because he had AV tech work that he wanted me to help him out with, that I was going to be an assistant. Not he's Eric Swanson is a Jehovah's Witness. It was not. It had nothing to do with any Jehovah Witness.
Okay, what do you think?
Stuff.
Is
had nothing to do with.
I you know. I
have you
know.
Heard enough?
Yeah. It's the same thing over and over.
It really is.
And it's not bringing Nathaniel back.
If this Nathaniel person, I feel very bad and very sorry for. This person's not going to come back. I mean,
Vance,
I was...
Way to rub it in. Way to rub it in, dude.
I...
You're a dreadful human being. A child passed away.
His last words were, I really want to go to Not Scary Farms. And then he said, my brain feels like it's going to explode. And then guess what? His brain exploded.
Do you think if he would have gone to Not Scary Farm, do you think he'd still be with us tonight?
I will never know.
He might have tried. Look, he said he wanted to go, and then his brain exploded. Just because he said he wanted to go doesn't mean you were going to get him there before his
okay,
brain exploded.
Okay, let me ask you this, Perry. What if the pressure for Nathaniel at home was so crazy that it put that added pressure on him that made his head explode? And if he'd had the relaxation of Not Scary Farm, he could have been alive today. So in a way, Perry, your fuck-up killed a child.
It was not my fuck-up.
I don't know.
But you got to admit, you did kill a child.
I didn't kill nobody.
And he used God's Jesus. Name to lie to us.
So go ahead, do your stuff.
Oh, Christ.
And try to convince us that you should be part of the show. Maybe tell us what you do for the show, because I don't know.
Well, how about promoting my skateboards?
Oh, that's always great.
Yeah.
Go online at www.
No, you fucking don't say.
I can't
not today.
My
no fucking
no skateboard
way.
Promotions. No. Okay, no skateboard.
Your skateboard promotion is the one thing you bring to the show? Seems to me that's something that no one else gets. You get a free commercial. Where these other people, like ASM Plumbing and Porn, pay to have the commercial, you get a free commercial.
I'm on the show. I'm supposed to be the star.
And who says you're supposed to be the star?
You?
I never
you?
Said that.
No.
I was. Looks like I'm not anymore. I fucked myself.
Well, it looks like you might not be part of this. Is this all you have to say to defend
yourself? You know,
yourself?
I don't know. I'm so nervous and so scared. I don't know what to say. I'm so fucked up.
Scaredy Perry. Can we do mole play now?
You know what?
I poisoned myself by screwing
all
myself
right. Well,
over.
I let me just say this. The early polls show that your little speech there didn't do much for you. All right, now we're going to do something that some people call the best part of the show. This
on.
Is something a long time coming. The new headlining piece of the Big Three podcast. Best thing we do on the show. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Moplay!
Now, I'm a little confused here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Are you supposed to say something before I give the rules?
Oh, I say that Moplay is in no way associated with Moplay, the board game, a division of Propedic Industries.
Oh, so we still have to say that?
No, we don't.
Okay, but you did.
Oh, habit.
Okay, anyway, if you've never heard the show before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. And this is where Mole will set up some kind of scenario. It usually is something that happened during the show. He'll then cast it, and then he'll direct the scene. Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Today we go way up to heaven, where we meet young Nathaniel, who's just about to meet God. His brain has just exploded and didn't get to go to Not Scary Farms. And God's going to tell him why he didn't get to go. Scaremaster, you're going to play young, dead Nathaniel. And Dan, you're going to play Gad. Ready? Moplay.
Come forward, my son.
I don't know what to say, sir.
I am God. Give me your pain. I take it away from you. Welcome to heaven, young man.
Why, thank you.
What hurts most?
Everything.
Tell me what hurts most. You were unable to go to Not Scary Farm because your brain broke.
My brain exploded. My brain exploded. My back hurts. My neck hurts.
There's nothing wrong
Everything
with his
hurts.
There's nothing wrong with his back and neck, dude.
I wanted to go see the Knott's Berry Farm.
Scary Farm, I believe it's called.
Not Scary Farm. Don't yell at me.
What happened? Why were you not allowed to go to Knott's Scary Farm?
I don't remember, sir.
God tells him why he wasn't able to go.
This is what is sad, my son. Come here, young Nathaniel. The pressure at home was tough, was it not?
Yes, sir.
That's what made your brain explode. But you had an outlet, something that could have saved you. Do you know what that was?
No, sir. Can you explain?
Not Scary Farm. You would have loved to have gone.
I know.
But why didn't you?
I believe it had something to do with the Scary Perry.
Yes.
Now, again, I don't remember what the problem was with Nathaniel and why
You're Nathaniel.
Well, yeah, I don't remember what happened with Scary. But what happened
with
Scary?
Just fucking, you're a kid!
Hey!
Don't yell at me! I'm God!
You're not God, you're a fucking punk!
I'm a punk!
You're a punk, you punk!
Let me write you a song for $500, you pile of shit!
I'm a pile of shit, you
Yeah, fuck you!
You fuck me! I don't want to let you fuck me!
Nathaniel notices the french fries on God's table.
I'm not eating!
Have a french fry.
No!
Have a
no!
french fry.
No!
He knows he has to eat some french
They're
fries.
They're heavenly.
I'm not eating french fries!
Have a fry.
I said no.
And I am God.
God damn.
Don't damn me, Nathaniel.
One.
They're good.
They're cold and they're old.
Then have more.
Kill them. There's three orders.
I'm not eating them. I'm not eating them.
Well, you really dropped the ball there.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Well, that could have been not only the very last Mole Play with Perry.
You know how much that Mole Play song cost?
How much?
Not $500.
What did it cost? Zero. We had friends that helped us out with it.
And I got this effing crook.
Yeah, okay. Whose fault is that?
Mine.
We warned you against him a long time ago.
I should have dumped his ass a long time ago.
Well, okay.
Well, I'm glad I got rid of that piece of garbage now.
Yeah, you say that all the time, and you'll be back.
No, he's not coming back.
I'll bet you'll be back.
No, he's not coming back.
You know what? Uh-uh. It's too bad your aunt didn't know anything about him. Maybe she would protect you from him.
I called her and I told her what he's done, and she says, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. There's people like that out there.
Did she tell you to continue to...
No, she told me to stay away from him. Stay away from him.
You really know how to tell a story. Well, and I don't know what's going to happen here, but this could be the last time we do this. Put it out there, guys. Big three! Well, that could be our very last show together, guys.
Pretty good one.
We went through a lot. It's almost 20 years we've known each other.
I feel so guilty.
Who cares?
That's why I feel like shit, and I can't even.
If you want to,
I can't even be funny today. It sucks.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, don't forget, I'm at Don Barris on Facebook, Simply Don1 on Twitter, Mole, you're at Walter Molininski on Facebook. Don't forget, you can get in touch with an American hero, the great Tim Perpetic, at Tim Perpetic on Facebook.
You can reach me on Facebook at Perry F. Caravello on Facebook.com.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
You can reach me on Twitter at ScaryPerry818.
Catch me on every Monday night at the Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock. We're going to have a new podcast with the Ding Dong Show. Maybe I'll switch and do that show. Anyway, sorry, Mole. Sorry about everything.
Mole, my friend, I got to apologize to you again. Don, I must apologize to you again. I'm very guilty.